Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at excerpts from South Africa's National Spatial Development Strategy, or NSDF.
Right, and this isn't just some minor policy paper, is it?
No, not at all. It's framed as a major government blueprint. It's got these 7 interconnected parts.
And the language is strong. They're talking about needing decisive, collaborative, and targeted state action.
Exactly. The goal they state is achieving radical, transformative, and decisive change. Big words.
Which you need, I suppose, when you're facing what they themselves call deep-seated historical spatial inequality.
Yeah, that's the core issue, isn't it? The legacy of colonialism, apartheid.
Forced removals, the way land and wealth were structured purely for the white minority. It's all explicitly laid out.
And they even admit this legacy appears intractable. That's quite a starting point. How do you tackle something described like that?
Well, I think part of the answer is in the numbers they highlight next. The sheer demographic pressure.
Ah, right. And population projections, what are they saying?
Hitting 75 million people by 2050, that's a huge increase.
And crucially, where people will be living.
Almost 80% in urban areas. So massive urbanization.
The strategy seems to see this as a potential positive, calling it a possible dynamic triple dividend.
Yeah, the idea of this large, creative, economically active population driving growth. But, and this is a big but.
It's not guaranteed.
Exactly. The document explicitly warns it's not a given. There's a real concern that if this massive youth population isn't integrated, given opportunities.
Then what?
Then they could become, and this is a direct quote, a volatile and destructive force.
Wow. So the stakes are incredibly high. Which brings us to the vision then. What's the overarching goal to avoid that outcome?
The aim is to shape a specific post-apartheid national spatial development pattern, one that leads to a, quote, shared, inclusive, and sustainable future.
Okay, and how do they propose getting there? You mentioned shifts.
Yes, critical shifts in how development is thought about, and perhaps the most striking one is reframing settlements.
Also.
Recognizing settlements themselves as our new gold.
Our new gold. That's quite a phrase. What does that imply?
It implies moving away. Fundamentally from just extracting non-renewable resources.
And instead focusing on?
On people, on human interaction, innovation, building a low-carbon economy based where people actually live and work together.
Right, so it's a people-centered, place-based approach.
Precisely. And if settlements are the new gold, then you need to know where the most important ones are or where the biggest risks lie.
Which leads us to these National Spatial Action Areas, the NSAAs.
Exactly. They've identified 5 types of critical regions that need targeted action, either for transformation or risk mitigation.
Can you give us a flavor, maybe an example of each type?
Sure. So on the one hand, you have areas identified for transformation and economic transition. Think regions with potential, maybe good groundwater access, high-value agricultural land.
Things crucial for the future, like food security.
Exactly. And areas potentially less impacted by climate change. These are framed as future opportunity zones needing investment.
Okay, that's the potential. What about the risk side?
That's where the national resource risk areas come in. These are places under severe ecological stress right now.
Like?
Major water catchment basins are a key example. Think of the Olifants River catchment. It's highlighted as being hammered by competition.
Competition from what?
From mining, energy generation, other economic activities, basically putting the whole water system under immense strain.
So the strategy says we need urgent intervention there.
Urgent engagement, yes, to prevent potentially wider system collapse. It's quite stark.
Okay, so pulling this together, the whole theory of change seems to be about making these big shifts now, using these targeted action areas to, as they put it, accelerate the country along the desired national spatial future pathway.
It's definitely about acceleration, not tinkering. But, you know, we've seen ambitious plans before.
That's the elephant in the room, isn't it? Implementation.
It always is. And the strategy itself seems aware of this fragility.
What does it say?
Well, fundamentally, that the plan itself isn't enough. Its success absolutely hinges on securing strong political will.
Plus state capacity.
Yes. Decisive and capable state action and broad-based support. Without those, past plans have just gathered dust.
So the final thought for you listening is really about that.
I think so. The NSDF lays out a potentially transformative path, a really detailed diagnosis and prescription, but the plan is just ink on paper without the political drive and the capacity to actually do it. That's the real test.